Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org.
Another round of nasty weather is passing through the state this weekend, just as travelers hit the road for the holidays, as it turns out.
Joining us to tell us what to expect over the next few days is Jeff Last. He's a warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So some of the severe weather's already passed through the state, but there's still some watches and warnings in effect right now, kind of across the state. What should people expect if they're going to hit the road this afternoon or evening for the holiday?
Well, we did have some snow across central and northeast Wisconsin and freezing rain across the south earlier today, and some lingering flurries or freezing drizzle continues. So roads are still slick across a good portion of Wisconsin. The big news, though, certainly is what's to come late tomorrow night into Sunday as a new winter storm takes aim on the Great Lakes states with heavy snow here in about the southeast half of Wisconsin.
How much of the state are we talking about that's going to get hit this time? Is it pretty much all of Wisconsin, or is there a part of it that will be spared?
Well, I'd say the southeast half of the state, say from La Crosse to Marinette and southeast, we'll see anywhere from 3 to 9 inches, depending on where you're located. The heaviest corridor of snowfall we're expecting at this point looks like it'll fall from about Janesville, Beloit area, northeast to Sheboygan, perhaps north of Port Washington, in that general area, where we'll see 7 to 9 inches. Here in Green Bay, the Fox Valley, anywhere from 5 to 7 inches is a pretty good bet. And the Milwaukee area could see as much as 8 inches as well. Again, most of this will be falling early Sunday, say from about midnight until 10 a.m.
So that kind of mixed with sort of the rainy-ish stuff that's been going on, too. I'm sure that's a meteorological term, isn't it, rainy-ish? But you know, sort of the mix in precipitation probably makes it even worse in some ways, right?
Well, certainly those roads that are not going to be attended to, they're going to get worse as we get into the late-night hours tomorrow night into Sunday morning. The good news is, though, those roads that are being salted heavily because of the freezing drizzle and snow that we had today, you know, that salt will be effective at least at the onset of the snow late tomorrow night. But regardless, people really need to be careful if they're driving any time, especially on Sunday.
Do you have any sense of what we could expect around Christmas Day, or is there going to be more coming up? Or?
Well, it looks like temperatures will become quite a bit colder behind the Sunday snowstorm, with highs on Monday only in the teens across much of the state. There could be another fast-moving weather system that could bring some light snow, maybe an inch or two, across portions of the state on Christmas Eve day. I don't want to forget to mention there could be some lake effect snow up in the Lake Superior snow belt of northwest Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon and Sunday night behind the snowstorm that affects the Great Lakes.
So people have, I don't know, got to get to Grandma's house or something by Monday. Do they have what's the window of opportunity to get there before the storm hits?
Well, I think if people can do their travel, whether it's for shopping purposes or otherwise, if they can get that done tomorrow or wait until Monday, you know, you'll be in pretty good shape. The worst day, obviously, is going to be Sunday. Again, this is not going to be a blizzard type of snowstorm on Sunday. The wind won't be too bad, but certainly the accumulation of snow on the roads will make travel difficult, especially the first half of Sunday.
Well, Jeff Last, thanks so much for joining us today. Jeff Last is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay.
Thank you.
And while you get ready to head home for the holidays, others are gearing up to make sure the roads are safe and sound despite the frightful weather that's headed our way.
We thought we'd take a few moments to get an inside glimpse into the life and sometimes overlooked work of a snowplow driver.
Tony Barlow joins us now. He's the Streets General Supervisor for the City of Madison. And before that, he spent 15 years as a snowplow driver. Tony, welcome to Central Time.
Welcome.
So if you were driving plow, as you did for 15 years, you see a storm like this coming, what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to need a lot of rest tomorrow in the morning, try to get all my plans taken care of, knowing that I'm going to be busy the next week, clean up and plowing and removing snow.
Now, being a snow plow driver for 15 years, I bet you had a lot of inconvenient times where you'd have to be out on the roads.
Oh, that's correct. And then, you know, when I first started, you'd have to go pick trash the next day. So you'd plow night and pick trash the next day. So you would have a long week ahead of you, especially with the amount of snow they're talking about for this weekend.
Now, I would have to think that there's part of it that's kind of fun, though, because, I mean, you're doing something that could save people's lives, being out there on the street, and it's probably fun to drive a snowplow, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of rewards to it. I mean, you're making the road safe, you're helping people get unstuck, and making sure there's no accidents on your route, which helps everybody. There's a lot of reward to it.
Is Mike right, Tony? Is it kind of cool to be up there from the bird's eye, the cockpit there, driving a snowplow in the middle of these blizzards and things?
Yeah, you know, most people, I mean, there's been many nights where you hardly see any cars when it's really, really bad out. You'll be driving through 3-4 foot drifts. I remember when John Nolan one night blew all the way shut, and the cops had to shut it down, and we had to go through there and open it up, where it was almost, up to 3/4 of the truck high.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't see that, or there's been nights where it's kind of scary because it's totally covered with ice and the truck's sliding from side to side, and you wonder how you made it through the night.
I mean, that's true. There's nothing magical about a snowplow that it somehow has more. I mean, are there times when snowplows go off the road?
Oh, many times, yeah. I've seen a couple on its side. I've never had that happen, but I know I've used the plow several times to try to slow down or run along the curb to try to get the truck stopped, that's for sure.
And there are probably times when you're a snowplow driver that you're sort of the first person to come across accidents, too, for people who've been trying to...
Yep. Yeah, you'll see a lot of different things running at night. That's all. So we try to help out as much as we can.
Now, I got to preface this by saying I appreciate so much what the snowplow folks do, but is it absolutely necessary that they plow in our driveways after we've shoveled them out?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen shovels come flying at the truck, but no, we hate to do it, but we have to do it to be efficient. You know,
yeah.
we can't clean out everybody's. We wish we could, but we can't, so.
And I would guess, I mean, in your position now, do you sort of supervise the people who drive the snowplow? So you sort of coordinate them?
Yep, coordinate them, make sure the trucks are all set up, make sure we got everything in the row, so it's a... You know, we got sand coming in today. We got more salt coming in tomorrow. So we're just, you know, trying to get everything ready.
Yeah, sort of staging. You're kind of in the staging phase right now. And do you line the trucks up and kind of get them ready to go? How does that work?
Yep, we put all the plows on any piece of equipment that's, like, not usually on for snow and ice. Like, say, a garbage truck, we'll put a plow on that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, that picks up the large items or whatever kind of... We call it iron that we can put out there. We get ready today. So they all got the plows on and sand in the back for balance. And
Now, when you became a snowplow driver, did you do it because it was something that you've always wanted to do, or was it a good job?
It was a good job.
Yeah.
I'd have to say that. But then it turned into, you know, the responsibility of it and started, you know, really having the opportunity to move up through the city and really turned into a career more than a job then.
Now, as far as salt goes, what do we need to know about how salting the roads works? Because I understand sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't right away. It kind of depends on the temperature.
So when a snowstorm starts off, the first thing we want to do is we want to get around the salt down so the snow doesn't, you know, like when you drive over it in your driveway, it sticks binds to the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get that first bit of salt down so that the snow doesn't adhere to the road, and then once we keep going through the routes, we plow it off, and then we put more salt down to keep that from happening. And then, what was the question again?
About salt a little bit. I guess.
How it works? Basically?
Jeff Last, the meteorologist that we had on just a minute ago, said that actually right now it's good that in some areas it rained first, and now you have the salt down, and then if a bunch of snow comes.
Right. So there'll be a little bit of a leanway, we call it, you know, to respond. We also do, you know, we'll pre-wet the road with salt, so that gives us a little more response time. But as the snow comes heavier and heavier, then it starts to stick to the road again. So you
have to
put
start
more
catching
down.
Up with it again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's where the city, you know, and the residents got to understand is when it gets really cold out, like 15 degrees or below, that's where we start to lose, you know, what salt can do for us. It's, you know, it doesn't work as good. So it takes, you know, when the sun comes out and the sun hits it, then it starts to melt the roads again.
So if you had sort of practical advice to people who are driving around on the streets along with snow plows, what advice would you give to drivers and people in general?
I would have to tell them just to give the drivers some time. You know, be safe out there. Take your time. Leave early for work. And when you see them coming, if there's an accident or something, let them through. You know, they'll solve it. And just give them some time.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for the hard work you do out there in the snow.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was Tony Barlow, the Streets General Supervisor for the City of Madison. He helps coordinate the snowplow drivers across Madison. He previously spent 15 years as a snowplow driver.